Well, aren't you going to say something?
Something.
Any other day, I would say something's better than nothing. What were you doing when I came in?
Praying. I was praying for her. Do you still pray for her? You used to. The whole reason she was born was an answer to your prayer. You still believe, don't you?
I don't know. I don't understand why a God would let happen what has happened. I don't know what to believe.
Well, try believing your daughter. My sister does. Elizabeth is about to have a baby.
What?
Yes, due any day. They say it's a miracle. And after Mary's visit with her, she says that Mary's baby will be special.
Oh, Anna, there you go again, totally ignoring fact. Our daughter betrayed us. You're too soft on her.
What?
You were too soft on her. You let her get away with everything. You didn't do enough.
I didn't do enough? I didn't do enough? Let's talk about doing enough. Who carried her in their womb for 9 months and delivered her with excruciating pain? Who nursed her for 2 years? Who got up at nights with her when she was crying and carried her all around the house until she went back to sleep so that you wouldn't be disturbed?
I did my part.
Like what?
Like teach her some discipline.
Oh, yes, yes. You taught her so well that she learned to be afraid of you. She learned that you would love her as long as she followed all of your rules. Did you ever think that she's not here because she knew if she disappointed you, this is the one place where she wouldn't feel welcome? Did you ever think of that?
She knows she has a home to come to.
Home is a place where you want to be. Sometimes I wonder where my home is.
Look, this is not my fault. If it were not for me, Mary would be...
Go ahead. Finish that. Pregnant? Unmarried? God knows where, about to have a baby without even her family to support her? If it weren't for someone like you, something like that would not be happening?
I wanted the best for her, too. I wanted her to know right from wrong. I wanted her to be a good girl.
Joachim, listen to yourself. You wanted her to be good. But there is no goodness without love. Do you want her to know that her daddy loves her? Wait a minute. This isn't even about Mary, is it? This is about you and what our self-righteous neighbors will think. You're more concerned about how this will make you look. Joachim, you're about to be a grandfather. And nothing that did happen or should have happened changes the fact. Are you going to be a part of this child's life or not? Well, are you? Aren't you going to say something?
Something. Lord, I know it has been a long time since we've talked. And I honestly don't know if you really do listen. But if you do, I could use some help. Is she right? Did I run off my daughter because I simply tried to do what's right? I always believe, do what's right and things will turn out well. I should have known better years ago. I never missed a festival. Brought my gift to the altar, gave to the poor liberally. But that day, the elder stopped me on the way to the altar and said I wasn't worthy because my wife and I can't have a child. Do you make those rules? Is that how you work? That if a couple can't have a child, they have disappointed you, they have offended you, they have sinned? I was humiliated. But you've got to hand it to me. I turned to you. I went into the wilderness, prayed, fasted 40 days. And I'll hand it to you. You answered my prayer. Anna conceived. And we had Mary. And I praised you. I praised you everywhere I went. But you knew better, didn't you? You're a God who looks not at the outward appearance of a man, but what is in his heart. You saw what was in my heart. You know my praise was not for Mary. It was for me. You took away my shame. You took away my reproach. You made me righteous again, only to take it all away 14 years later. If the elders shunned me because I couldn't have a child, what will they do when they find out my child has had a child and not married? You know, I don't care. I'm tired. I'm tired of worrying about whether or not I have been righteous enough to earn your blessing. I'm tired of worrying about what my neighbors feel, and if this is how you work, I'm tired of you. But if it's not, I need a sign. I need something, Lord. Something. And while you read it, would you take care of my little girl?
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth.
I want to thank you, my friends, neighbors, for meeting with me this evening. As you know, our daughter Mary has returned with Joseph and their baby. His name is Jesus. Anna and I have welcomed them. When they left to go to Bethlehem, they barely made it out of Galilee before they ran out of money. What is it with young people? They have no idea how much a trip like that cost. But thank goodness, if they would have taken the money it needed, they would have been a target for bandits. When they got to Bethlehem, they were exhausted, and I have no idea how my daughter made it. She's one tough girl. The village was overcrowded because of the census, and there was no place to stay, so they had to beg. My daughter, reduced to begging. But someone had mercy on them. Thank goodness. He allowed them to stay in his stable that night. And while they were there, Mary gave birth to my grandson. Joseph had to do it alone, no midwife to help him. But he did it. And he took care of Mary and their baby. I am so proud of that young man. None of these events happened the way they should have. But I know they happened exactly like they should have. Now, when I say I know, I don't just mean that I know what happened. I know why it happened. I know because of the moment I held my grandson for the first time. There are some things you can't explain. You just know it. And the moment I touched him, I knew this was a special child. I realize all of you right now are thinking, another first-time grandparent believing there has never been a human being like his grandson. Even if that were the case, by God, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with my grandson believing that? What's wrong with him growing up believing his grandfather thinks that of him? He had no choice of circumstance into which he was born. He didn't choose the life he came into. What kind of grandfather would I be if I shunned my grandson because his birth did not conform to some religious code? Shame on me. I am not that man anymore. And that's what I wanted to tell you myself today. I'm free. I'm free of having to make everything right. I'm free of worrying about whether everything goes right, whether I've been righteous enough. I am free of making the people I love righteous. I'm free of controlling them. And you may judge me for that. You may look down on me for that. But I want you to know, I've never felt closer to God my entire life. My faith has never been stronger before. I have never felt more of God's presence than the moment I held my grandson. I hadn't held a baby that small since Mary was born. And the moment I held her, it was different. I thought about my responsibility for this child, what I had to do for her, how I had to care for her and protect her, and how it was my responsibility to make sure of what she became in life, that she turned out right. But this child, I was free. Free to receive. To receive joy. To receive love. He's not something to be controlled. He's someone to be loved. And that's why I know he needs his grandfather. You see, he saved me. He saved me from me. And so I want to make sure that he knows love. I'll teach him. I'll teach him God's love. I'll teach him the great Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. But I will also teach him, love your neighbor as yourself. I will teach him, when your neighbor offends you, you are to forgive him 7 times. But I will also teach him, why stop there? Forgive him 70 times. Seven. I'll teach him, the law says, thou shalt not murder. But I will also teach him, do not hold anger in your heart. Life is too short. I will teach him the lex talionis. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I will also teach him, do not retaliate. Love your enemies. If you go to the altar and there you remember that your friend has offended you, get up and leave the altar and go to that person. My friends, my neighbors, I've lived too long the other way. I know I need more. I believe my grandson will help me find it. When Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem, I never knew if I would see them again, and I was proud of myself because I stuck to my principles. And I knew you would be proud of me because I would make sure that disgrace would not come upon our village. But with all of my principles intact, I realized one night somewhere out there is my little girl, facing the hardest thing she's ever faced in life, without her family, without her daddy looking after her. But God forgave me for being righteous and assured me her father has always been looking after her.
If I could catch a star for you, I swear I'd steal them all tonight. Make your every wish come true, your every dream for all your life. But that's not how the story goes. The world is full of perfect plans. If there's a promise that I broke, I know one day you'll understand. When times are hard, I know strong, I'll be there in your heart, and you'll carry on like moonlight on the water and sunlight in the sky. Fathers and daughters, never say goodbye. The angel I would read to sleep gave me one dream of my own. So learn to love and spread your wings and find the ones who call your home. When times are hard, I know strong, I'll be there in your heart, and you'll carry on like moonlight on the water and sunlight on the sky. Fathers and daughters, never say goodbye. Moonlight on the water and sunlight in the sky. Fathers and daughters, never say goodbye. Fathers and daughters, never say goodbye.